The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
There were just over 9,000 burglaries in Ireland last year. That was roughly half the number before lockdowns in 2019. So does that mean we need less alarms? One business which certainly doesn't think so is Action 24, which is competing in an ever-congested space of monitoring homes using technology and a call-out service. Unlike PhoneWatch, which is owned by a Norwegian company, Action 24 says it's the only full Irish-owned service. Aaron Mooney is the chief executive of Action 24 and is on the line. Hello, Aaron.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad, Aaron. Thanks for joining us. You've been in business for over 40 years, competing originally against Aircom PhoneWatch.
That was it, yeah. So that's a long time ago. So it's a family-founded business and we started up in 1981. So we've been going for quite some time now. We originally started in Dundrum and then we moved up to Sandyford in 2009 as we opened our own alarm receiving centre.
I'm sure you've seen a lot of different technologies come and go, but what do you guys offer now?
We offer a really great smart alarm service, so it has CCTV integrated into it, so it's really easy to use technology at a fantastic price point, I would argue. We have a touchscreen control panel, so it's very easy to use, like an iPad nearly, that sits in your hallway. You can turn on and off your alarm through that, so you can integrate your CCTV, and there's some really nice, easy-to-use technology now.
And do you cater for companies as well as households?
Absolutely, yeah. We work with some of Ireland's best companies, and we have done for quite some time. But we've also seen huge growth in our domestic alarm monitoring service, which we provide to customers throughout the country.
Right. Now, is it about price, or do people genuinely care about the technology that's put into the house?
Price is obviously always a big consideration for people, but I suppose what we focus on is trying to make people feel safer. Price is always a consideration, as I say, but we have really easy-to-use technology, which we feel plays a big part for our customers. And we've seen people want our technology. We've seen that they like how easy it is to use, but then they also take price into consideration. So we're really competitive on price as well as everything else, but we also have really easy-to-use products that our customers seem to enjoy.
And if someone wanted to take out an Action 24 alarm, what's the standard package cost?
Well, we actually do free install, to be honest with you, on basic packages, and then it kind of goes up as depending on the size of the property. And then our alarm monitoring service, all in, starts from about $29.95 per month. So that includes your alarm monitoring, includes our smartphone app, which you can use to set and unset your alarm system from anywhere, and also includes our 24-hour alarm monitoring service. So at any time, day or night, you'll get a phone call from our staff if your alarm activates.
Okay. You've been snapping up smaller rivals over the past few years. Are you now at the right size to compete with the likes of PhoneWatch?
Absolutely. So BGF invested into our business in May 2020, and that gave us the firepower to acquire a couple of companies. So we did that in 21 and 22. And alongside strong organic growth, it's given us kind of platform to have a really decent customer base, and we're really focused on looking after our customers and growing over the next number of years.
Okay. And have you noticed anything specifically since lockdown about your industry? I ask because I mentioned that the number of burglaries are right down. So either crimes have gone right down in terms of breaking in, or the preventative measures that you guys install are working.
Yeah, I think it's a mixture of both. Obviously, I seen those figures when they came out, and there has been a decline from 2019 to 2023. But what I'd also say is that from 22 to 23, there was a slight uptick. I think it's a mixture of both. I think people are making sure they have an alarm system as well, which is definitely helping. But I think it's a mixture of both measures that you mentioned.
And do you bring in most of your kit from overseas? I'm guessing you don't actually make all these cameras and monitoring systems.
No, we don't manufacture products ourselves. So the products come in. We typically use some of the best known manufacturers around the world. So all our equipment needs to be certified to certain standards. So there's only certain providers we can work with. So we bring in our equipment overseas, yeah.
And who's your regulator? Who watches you guys? Who guards the guards?
So the way it works for alarm companies in Ireland is that we're licensed by the Private Security Authority. So the Private Security Authority is there to protect the customer. So as a result of that, we're licensed to a whole bunch of standards. And then on top of that, we're independently certified by certification bodies. So that could be the NSAI, SSAIB, EQA. There's a number of certification bodies.
That's a lot of acronyms there.
Yeah. So they're just various companies that are there to protect the customer and also make sure that the alarm companies are doing things the right way, which is great for the industry. We all want that.
Yeah, and there were a few alarm companies raided by the competition watchdog, the CCPC, earlier this year. I presume that didn't include you guys.
It didn't. No, thankfully it didn't. So my knowledge of it is restricted to what you guys would have seen in the paper, what we all seen in the paper. So yeah, no, we weren't involved in that at all.
Well, best of luck with it. That is Aaron Mooney, the Chief Executive of Action 24 Alarm.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.